10.3 Part 1
Okay, you're all aware that a decision was taken at last week's strategy meeting that affects all of us. I hope you've read the briefing document, yes?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good, so you know what's involved. I understand you may feel it doesn't address your particular situation, and that's part of the reason I'm here. I'm sure you have quite a few questions and concerns, and I'll do my best to answer them. But first off, let me bring you up to speed on some of the key points. As you know, it has been agreed that we are going to combine our e-banking systems into a single integrated network. This involves the creation of what is called a middle layer to the network, enabling us to bring all our applications together. What this will allow us to do is offer our clients a more personalized and customized service, something we couldn't do before.
Okay.
Another great thing about this development is that it will allow us to grow our business in our core markets more rapidly.
Okay.
We can get our applications and new products into the market more quickly and more cost-effectively, which is obviously good for the business as a whole. There may be some short-term inconvenience during the implementation and the switchover phase, but it will be well worth the investment.
Right.
In the longer term, the benefits are clear. We all know that this is a competitive sector. Our customers want a fast, efficient service, and this is going to allow us to provide this and to stay ahead of the competition. So, you and your teams are crucial to the success of this strategy. That's why I want to involve you now in planning the implementation process at a local level. It is proposed that we hold a series of seminars for team leaders at the regional training centers well in advance to ensure that everyone is familiar with the system and the procedures. If we're going to succeed, we need to realize that we're all in this together. Each one of you has a key role to play in making the new system work. What I need you to do, first of all, is to commit to making this project a success. If you are committed, your teams will realize that, and they'll get behind it. I'd like to see all of you being proactive and taking a lead in this. Set up regular meetings or teleconferences to share ideas and coordinate your plans. I'd also like you to work together to develop a schedule for training, familiarizing your teams with the new applications and how they work.
Right.
Another way you can help is by keeping your team informed and asking them for their ideas and opinions. I would encourage all of you to do this. Make them feel involved. Make them feel that their views count, which they do. Well, now, I'm sure you have some concerns, so let's just talk about the ideas that you might...